This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. Again, Erev Yom Tov. So I want to share with you a very important sugya, Masechta Sukkah. We're just going to read a few lines in the Gemara, and then we're going to go off on the importance of these few lines. The Gemara quotes a line from the Mishnah, Zeha Klal, anything which is Mekabel Toma, or doesn't grow from the ground, is pasul for Schach. Okay? Kol Davar, we're on Daf Yud Alef Amud Beis, and we're about eight lines from the bottom. Zeha Klal, Kol Davar Shem Mekabel Toma, anything that is susceptible to becoming Tomei and does not grow from the ground is pasul from Schach. Mino Ani Mili. How do we know such a thing? How do we know that if something is mekabel tumah or does not grow from the ground, it's pasul for schach? Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, Amar Kra, it says in Bereishis, Ve'ed yala min haaretz, and a cloud came up from the earth. So, now, we know that the mitzvah of Sukkah is commemorating Anani HaKavod. And now, from this pasuk, Ve'ed yala min haaretz, you know what you learn? You learn that clouds grow out of the earth. Says Ve'ed Yala Min Haaretz. That's talking about when Hashem created the earth.
From the earth or from from the sea?
No, from the earth.
It's a
one shita. Clouds come from the earth. In other words, water either comes from the ocean or comes from the heavens. But where do clouds come from? Clouds come from the earth. That's what the Gemara Reish Lakish is teaching. Ve'id yale min haaretz. Clouds come from the earth. The cloud ascended from the earth. This is in the context of the state of Gan Eden before the creation, before things started to grow, before Adam HaRishon was around. It says ve'id yale min haaretz, and things weren't growing because Adam HaRishon didn't daven yet. There was no person to daven. So Rashi says shma mina anonim gidulei karkaninu. From this pasuk we learn a chiddush nifla, that clouds are considered something that grows out of the earth. V'suka me anonim yafinim. Sukkah is learned out from clouds. Shahare zechel anani akavadu, because it's in commemoration of anani akavad. How do I know that sukkah is in commemoration of anani akavad? Kedachsev ki basukos hashavti. It says in the pasuk in Emor ki basukos hashavti. Umetargamina. And what's the targum on that pasuk? Are bimatlos ananani. Because in the covering of a cloud. So Targum says the pshat in the words ki basukos hashavti is anani akavad. So if sukkos are sat in to commemorate Anani HaKavod, and clouds grow from the ground and are not mekabel tuma, ma'ed, just like a cloud, just like mist, davar she'ena mekabel tuma, v'gidulei min ha'aretz, just like clouds, are not mekabel tuma, and grow from the ground, af sukkah, davar she'ena mekabel tuma, so to a sukkah is something that is not mekabel tuma, v'gidulei min ha'aretz. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. This makar only works out according to the opinion that the sukkahs that Hashem put us in the midbar were anani akavai. But what about according to the opinion that the sukkahs were sukkahs mamish? Ma hanichal manda amar anani akavai dayu. This is all good according to manda amar that they were clouds of glory. Elal manda amar sukkahs mamish. But according to the opinion that it was actually sukkahs. Asulahem, they made for themselves ma'ikol meimar. The Tanya we learned in a brayso, ki basukah isoy shavti es bnei Yisrael, because in sukkos I situated the bnei Yisrael anane kavod, clouds of glory hayu. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva oimer sukkos mamish. Rabbi Eliezer says anane kavod. Rabbi Akiva says sukkos mamish. Asulahem, hanichol Rabbi Eliezer. This is good according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Ela Rabbi Akiva Ma'ikala Meimar, but according to Rabbi Akiva that learns that the sukkahs Hashem situated us in were actual sukkahs that we made for ourselves, then you have no makar that a sukkah has to be davar she'enoi mekabel tumah v'gidulei min haaretz. Because maybe in the midbar, the sukkahs they made were mekabel tumah and did not grow from the ground. Okay. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the first pshat of the Gemara, and then we'll explain this machlokes. Ki as Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kra, it says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha, the festival of Sukkos you should make for yourself. It says Chag, and it says Sukkos. Makish Sukkah L'Chagiga. We compare the Sukkah to the Karban Chagiga. Ma Chagiga Davar She'inoi Mekabel Tumah. Just like the Karban Chagiga is an animal, which is not Mekabel Tumah. V'gidulei Min Ha'aretz, and grows from the earth. Yehuda, how does the carbon chagiga grow from the earth? It's a cow. Cows don't grow from the earth. Why would the Gemara say that the carbon chagiga grows from the earth?
They live on the earth.
Excellent. No, they live. What do you mean they live on the earth? As opposed to outer space? What do you mean the cow lives on the earth?
On the ground.
They live on the ground as opposed to what?
In the heavens.
In the heavens? Who lives in the heavens? What would you say? What is their connection with the earth? Are they plants? Only plants grow from the earth. Do cows grow from the earth? What do cows eat?
Plants.
Cows eat plants. Plows are herbivores. So cows in halacha have a status of something that grows from the earth. You know why? Because they're dependent on that which grows from the earth. So in halacha, they're considered gedulei karka.
Humans do?
No, because humans, real humans, eat meat.
Which are dependent on.
But that's already a second step. Okay? Well, that's true. As opposed to now, what doesn't grow from the earth? Fish, salt, and mushrooms, Rashi says. Now, we're going to, ultimately Rashi says that we're going to fall off of this because they could be called at the end of the day, we're not going to call them gidula min ha'aretz. We'll call them gidulei karka. In halacha, animals are called gidulei karka, but they're not called gidula min ha'aretz. So according to this answer of the Gemara, then animal hide would be good for schach, but lahalacha it's not good for schach. We're going to ultimately fall off of it. Now, this is not really what I wanted to get to today. I wanted to discuss the machlokes in general, sukkos mamish or anane akavoid. The first, I want to discuss the Gersa. Our Gersa is, Rabbi Eliezer says they were Anani HaKavod, and Rabbi Akiva says that it's Sukkos Mamish. The thing is that normally we would paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and in Halacha we paskin that the Sukkos, we paskin the Halacha, Anani HaKavod, and not Sukkos Mamish, which is like Rabbi Eliezer, not like Rabbi Akiva. What you need to know is that
What's
if you look...
What's the difference in Halacha and...
I didn't get into the nafkaminas yet, but we're going to see the halacha paskins anani akavod. We'll see what that means. What does that mean, the halacha paskins anani akavod? But if you look in the Taras Kayanim, the Gersa is the opposite. The Gersa is Rabbi Akiva says anani akavod, and Rabbi Lazar says sukkos mamish. So this Gersa of the Gemara is not for sure. Yehuda, get me a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav. Quick. Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav. So what's the nafkamina? What kind of machlokes is this? What are we commemorating? Right over there. Look. Right where your left hand is. What's the nafkamina in halacha between whether the sukkahs that we're commemorating are anani akavod or the sukkahs we're commemorating were the actual sukkahs that we sat in the Midbar? First of all, it's rather odd that it's the only mitzvah, it's the only yom tif that what are we celebrating? It's machloikas! Smells like this, you know, matzah, what are you doing? Oh, according to Rabbi Akiva, I'm remembering this. No, we know what we're doing. We're remembering one particular incident.
But they did mitzvah the fact that they sat in sukkahs, or is it that was on the way out of Mitzrayim, they had a place
so, statue from Hashem? So we're going to see that it actually makes a very big difference in halacha. Because if you look in Hilchos Sukkah, the Shulchan Aruch uncharacteristically seems to get involved in the smach like this. Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch says, Ayay, in Simen, Tafresh Chafei, Bak Sukkos Teshu Shivas Yomim, Ki Bas Sukkos Hoshafti Esmenei Yisrael, Heim Anane HaKavoy Shehikifam Bohem, Leval Yakim Shara Vashemesh. These are the clouds of glory that Hashem surrounded them in, so they should not be hurt by the heat and by the sun. Why is the Shulchan Aruch getting involved in a machlokes that has no bearing on halacha? The Shulchan Aruch is not a divrei agadata. It's not a sefer about the agadic portions of Shas. The Shulchan Aruch is a sefer of piskei halacha. So you should tell me this whole simen is unneeded. Basukah Steishu Tivas Yomim. He's quoting a pasuk. Heimanani Akave. That's the whole simen in halacha. Why does the Shulchan Aruch get involved in this machlokes at all? The Bach says as follows. The Bach says there are three mitzvahs in the Torah where the Torah doesn't only tell you what to do, but the Torah tells you the reason to do it. Where the Torah uses the word leman. It says Laman by Tzitzis, Laman Tizkeru Vasisam is Kol Mitzvoisav Yisam Kedoshim Lelekechem, that you put on Tzitzis in order to remember all the mitzvahs in the Torah. It says Laman by Tfilin. It says by Tfilin Laman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha Kviyat Chazaka Hitziach Hashem Esbnei Somi Yatz Mitzrayim. And it says Laman by Sukkah, Laman Yedu Dorisechem. To teach, says the Bach, that if you want to fulfill the mitzvah properly, it's not enough to do it. Every other mitzvah we pass in mitzvah is maybe ain't tzrichos kavana. But these mitzvahs, that means when you do a mitzvah, there's a machloikis in halacha. Can you bring me chelek aleph from Mishnah Berurah?
I hope so.
No, I don't hope so. When it comes to other mitzvahs, there's a machloikis. Do I need to be mechavein that I'm doing a mitzvah of Hashem? Or do I not... Mishnah Berurah, do I not need to have that kavanah in mind? But this is a different thing. Here the Torah says, what's the reason for the mitzvah? Says the Bach, if someone, thank you very much, says the Bach, if somebody sits in a sukkah and does not think that they're sitting in the sukkah to remember that Hashem put us in sukkahs on the way out of Mitzrayim, they have not fulfilled the mitzvah properly. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that means, that l'chatchila you're not yotze, b'diavad you're yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah has a lenient understanding of this, and that is, this is only mitzvah min ha-muvchar, only l'chatchila, one should have this in mind. Comes the Aruch Lener on the Bikurei Yaakov, the Aruch Lener paskins, that if when you sit in the sukkah, you did not think, tonight, when you eat your kezias, if you do not think you're sitting in the sukkah, l'man yedu d'oreseichem, lo yatsa, and if you remember in the middle of the night, you have to wake up and do it again. That's the psak of the Bikurei Yaakov.
With
a bracha, yeah. We pass like the Mishnah Berurah, that's only chachila.
The sukkah is not the actual liquor? Like when you make the bracha?
The bracha is nothing. The bracha is not part of the mitzvah at all. The mitzvah is sitting. The bracha is like a bracha. It's not part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the sitting, which according to the Bikur Yaakov, you're not yoitze if you don't have the kavana l'man yedu. Oh! If you're not yoitze, if you don't have the kavana l'man yedu, then you need to know what the l'man yedu is. Is it l'man yedu d'orisechem kibasukos anane akavod? Or is it Sukkos Mamish? Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch has to paskin anane akavod. Because if the Shulchan Aruch wouldn't tell us what to do and somebody would mistakenly think I'm remembering the Sukkos Mamish, they would not be yotze the mitzvah.
If someone, when he comes out into the sukkah, has kavona, but then he sits and doesn't have kavona.
What do you mean has kavona and then doesn't have kavona?
He has kavona for sukkah's mamish.
Then lo yatsa. You're not yosei. You didn't get the mitzvah. You would have to wake up again and eat another kezias with a bracha.
Even though you ate in the sukkah.
You didn't eat in the sukkah because you didn't do the mitzvah.
But you actually did.
But I have a question. But what if your sukkah was pasul? So you need a sukkah.
But
if my kavana was pasul, then I didn't do an essential ingredient in sitting in the sukkah. Yes, according to the Bikurei Yaakov, you would have to have kavana.
No, my question is...
The Mishnah Berurah says, b'diyeved you're yotzei. That's what I pointed out. The Mishnah Berurah says, b'diyeved you're yotzei. The Bikurei Yaakov says, b'diyeved you're not yotzei. The same thing by tefillin. The same thing by tzitzis. So this is very important. L'chatchila, if you want to put on tefillin in your life, for one time in your life properly, you need to think... Laman tia toiras Hashem b'ficha. I'm putting on tefillin to remember Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. Let's say I never had that in mind. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you're yotze b'di'eved, and according to the Bikurei Yaakov, you never put on tefillin in your life. So it's a very important yedia. There are three lamans: tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah. Say, who does that? I try to do that. Laman tia, what?
That's where we read the parashas.
Doesn't you don't have to read the parashas? All you could do is.
Is that what they hear? No.
Yeah.
That's why they have the...
But you could also read the parashas and completely be masasik and have no awareness that it's in order to remember Hashem to examine Mitzrayim.
Well, that's true.
So the Iker is not saying the parashas.
I feel like if I'm taking the time to read the parashas, nobody would judge.
Yeah. No, the parashas take time. All you have to do is have a split second kavanah. I'm putting on tefillin to remember Yitzis time. I'm putting on tzitzis in order to remember the mitzvahs. Okay.
According to
the Mishnah Berurah, you're yotze.
I have to be mechaven during the bracha. If I'm mechaven at some point while I'm wearing my...
Correct. According to anybody. According to anybody.
I'm saying I wouldn't...
Before you put on the bracha. You put on tefillin, you have the bracha that you're doing the mitzvah zaseh, you know.
Okay, but it doesn't have the reason for the mitzvah.
No, it doesn't, but is that the backing for the explanation why...
That would explain... Here there are two things. I want to tell you there is.
There is.
But... According to many, you don't say it. I don't.
Still is.
There is. Right. Now, I want to share with you I want to just clarify. There's a difference between mitzvos trichos or ein trichos kavana and the kavana of the man. There. Where is it? I think it's in Simon Samach, right? There's a machloikis in halacha. Do mitzvos need kavana or do mitzvos not need kavana? Laman yedu doroseichem ki basukos hoishavti esvenei Yisrael b'hoitzi oisam me'aretz Mitzrayim. In order that you should know that when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He put us in sukos. So we ask, why does Shulchan Aruch have to pasken anani akavod? Because it makes a difference to halacha what you should think when you sit in the sukkah. What you should think is, I'm remembering anani akavod. Don't think I'm remembering sukkos mamish. You could have in mind both, but you should be'ikar realize what. There is a concept, elo ve'elo, but la halacha,
we paskin,
you're right, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the truth is, not everyone agrees to the Shulchan Aruch's psak. Okay, but this is how the Shulchan Aruch, now, in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach, the Shulchan Aruch says, yesh oimim she'in mitzvah tzrichas kavana, v'yesh oimim she'at tzrichas kavana, v'chein halacha. The Shulchan Aruch paskins mitzvah tzrichas kavana, which means more. That if you sat in the sukkah and you didn't think I'm doing Hashem's mitzvah, you just, whatever. You just thought nothing, whatever. La yatsa, any mitzvah. If let's say you put on tefillin, you don't think I'm doing the mitzvah of Hashem. Yeah, but I know I'm doing the mitzvah of Hashem. No. If you didn't think I'm doing the mitzvah of Hashem, we paskin la yatsa.
So you mean with all the action?
That means it could be a person could do mitzvahs their whole life, and they go up to Shemayim and Hashem says, I sent you down here for 7 years, what do you do? I did all the mitzvahs. Yeah, no, you didn't do one mitzvah your whole life. Now, the Mishnah Berurah has a big kula, the kula chay adam. Kula chay adam is staman lishma. Staman lishma means that since why else am I putting on Torah? What do you think I was doing? Yeah, but you didn't have that in mind. So chay adam says staman lishma. B'di'eved, it works. That means you come to Shemayim, Hashem will say, you do any mitzvahs? We pass in mitzvahs to Skavana. You say, yeah, I did all the mitzvahs, but you didn't have it in mind. I found the Chai Adam, Staman Lishman. So Hashem said, very nice. So you only did all your mitzvahs, b'di'eved. So l'chadchila, by the way, no. So, by the way, if you came to this year just to hear the following thing, that when you put on tefillin, l'chadchila, you should think, I'm doing the mitzvah of Hashem. Now all your mitzvahs are l'chadchila. Whenever you do a mitzvah, you should think, I'm doing this to do a mitzvah. That's how we paskin, l'chadchila. B'di'eved, you could be samech on the Chai Adam. But when it comes to sukkah, there's another inyan, and that is laman, which according to Mishnah Berurah is l'chachila, and according to Bikur Yaakov is b'di'eved. That's the first nafgamina between sukkah smamish and ananya kavod. What should your kavana be? Nafgamina number two, the malbim. Okay, if you remember on the Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara asks, why is a sukkah above 20 amos psula? Remember? So the Gemara brought three reasons. The Gemara brought Rabbah. Rabbah says, it says, Laman yedu doroi seichem, in order that you should know that you're sitting in a sukkah. Above 20 amos, a person doesn't know they're in a sukkah. Below, because in enav shalta, mishum doloi shalta ba'ina, right? So that's the pshat of Rabbah. Then Reb Zera said that if it's above 20 amos, the shade is from the walls and not from the schach. Rava says, a different pshat, Amra Torah kol shiva seyamim semi diras keva v'shav b'diras arai. That for 7 days you have to leave your permanent abode and go to a temporary abode. Says the Malbim, the Machlekes Rabba and Rava is dependent on Anani HaKavod or Sukkas Mamish. That if the reason we sit in Sukkah is to commemorate Anani HaKavod that hovered over our heads, you need to be able to look up at the Schach and recall the Anani HaKavod. But if it's Sukkas Mamish, then you don't have to look at the Schach and remember anything. But the man d'amr that says you have to sit in a temporary abode, why do you have to sit in a temporary abode? To commemorate the sukkos mamish, the temporary abodes. They sat in the midbar. Taka says the malbim. The Gemara said on daf Zayin amud beis. Abaye amar Abaye. Rebbe, Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Shammai, Rabbi Eliezer. They all hold sukkah has to be diras keva. That all goes according to Man D'Amar and Anani HaKavod. Sukkah Dira Sarai is only the Man D'Amar. Sukkah's Mamish. The problem is, then it comes out, Shaloi Kalacha. Because we paskin like Rabbi Lezer. What?
Paskin has to be a Dira Sarai. We paskin it has to be.
Yeah, we paskin it has to be a Dira Sarai.
Right.
And we paskin Anani HaKavod. So Stamazoi, there's a question, because Rabbi Lezer is one of the Amanda Amrim who say that Diras Keva, right? Which fits in according to our Girsa. By the way, that fits into our Girsa in the Gemara in Yud Aleph Amud Beis that says Rabbi Lezer holds Anani HaKavod. According to the Taras Kayanim, that Rabbi Lezer holds Sukkos Mamish, so that doesn't fit into Rabbi Lezer, who holds that it could be Sukkos Keva.
Two separate
Rabbi Lezer.
Two separate Rabbi Lezers?
No, not two separate Rabbi Lezers, but two separate. One is sitting in it, what you have in mind, versus the actual construction of it could be.
I mean, you need to have in mind Anani HaKavod, but in terms of how it's made, it's to commemorate Sukkos Mamish?
Yeah.
Wow.
That would be difficult to say that. You think one thing, but in terms of how to build it, it's governed by the Sukkos Mamish.
No, okay. Because the Anani HaKavod didn't have a physical composition to them, really. So you might look to a real sukkah.
It's an interesting.
They did sit in huts.
They did.
Everybody agrees that they were both. The only question is what.
What are we commemorating?
To?
Right.
What are we commemorating?
Okay. Third Naf Gemina. Ready? Third Naf Gemina is Gemara Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara Daf Chav Zayin says, "Are you allowed? Do you have to stay in one sukkah the whole sukkahs? Or could you eat here? You'll eat here tonight. I'll go sleep there. Tomorrow morning I'll eat in another sukkah. Or do you need to stay in one sukkah the whole Yom Tov?" So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, "Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, ein yoytzu misukkah l'sukkah. You can't leave one sukkah to another. The Chachamim Oimerim, yoytzu misukkah l'sukkah. You could."
Again, what do you mean you cannot?
Do you need to stay in one sukkah the whole Yom Tov? That this is my sukkah, like we said yesterday, that maybe there's halacha, I need to make my sukkah diras keva. If I'm eating here tonight and sleeping there tomorrow and eating somewhere else the next day, I'm not making any sukkah keva.
Yeah, but I have a house in the Hamptons, got one upstate, one
really?
In Israel, two
can I borrow it in the summer?
No, I'm just saying, but like,
say, today, in the modern world,
you can
a lot
have
more,
multiple
okay.
abodes.
Abodes?
Not so.
So, okay, it's a machlekes tanoim. And there's a machlokes tanoim, friends. There's a machlokes tanoim. Whether Rabbi Lezer says you must stay in the same sukkah the whole Yom Tov, and the Chacham Paskin not like that. So the Panim Yafis, you know what the Panim Yafis is? The Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, the Hafla, says Rabbi Lezer on Daf Chav Zayin, who says Ein Yoytzin Misukkah L'Sukkah. Is Lashitase who holds that sukkahs are Anani HaKavod. Because if the sukkahs are Anani HaKavod, Hashem protected us in the Midbar, we were in the same Anani HaKavod for 40 years. We never moved. We never went anywhere else. But Rabbi Akiva, who holds sukkahs mamish asulahem, that means they kept on putting up and taking down and putting up a new one. So that means they moved from sukkah to sukkah.
That doesn't fit with the Arayah and Kavod side of it.
That means they went from sukkah to sukkah. So Rabbi Lezer's Lashitase, he holds the Anani HaKavod. So it was one situation the whole 40 years. So therefore we need to stay in one sukkah. According to Rabbi Lezer, they actually moved from sukkah to sukkah. Then the Hafla asked, but the truth is that the Gemara says in Tainis on the Haftas that the sukkahs were b'schus who? Aaron. And when Aaron passed away, they left. And they came back in the schus of Moshe. So that means that even the Anani HaKavod were different ones. But he says it could be the same ones came back. Obviously, this is somewhat al pidrash rush, okay? But.
I mean, they could have taken the same literal sukkah mamish and moved it with them on the other way.
Same poles, same everything. Like.
Yeah, but it's probably spiritually different entities.
But look, if the pshat is they used the bamboo, you know, if they used leaves to cover themselves.
Obviously, they moved over 40 years.
So, yeah, but did they carry their leaves with them wherever they went? Or they found a new place, a new oasis, and they made new ones? Okay, look, I think this is somewhat al pidrush. The thing is that in the Shas HaShu'as Chalkos Yoyev, it comes out that who's he paskening like? Sukkos Mamish or Anani HaKavod? Because who do we paskin like? Do you need to be in the same sukkah the whole sukkahs?
No.
No, there's no such halacha. That means we paskin like the chachamim. That means we're paskining sukkahs mamish. But that's not like the Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
Right? But the Chalkos Yoyev says that apparently the Panim Yafis paskins sukkahs mamish. If you look in...
with what I was saying, that they're two separate...
Okay, you're trying to reconcile both, right? You're trying to say that we're remembering Anani HaKavod and we're constructing it based on Sukkos Mamish. In a more simple world, it's either or. and you can't reconcile the two, then it would come out the Panim Yafos is paskening Sukkos Mamish, which is connected to Shulchan Aruch.
Anything that's Anania covered is more Sukkos Aroi. Sukkos Mamish is more Sukkos Keva. But here...
Maybe. But the Malbim said not like that. But the Malbim said not like that. The Malbim said Sukkos Mamish was the reason why it can't be higher than 20, and Dires Arai was Sukkos Mamish. You saying you could play with, right? In other words, the Malbim is not muchrach. You could say that even Anani Akavod, it's diras arai, right? Fine. One more nafkamina, then we'll hold it. There's a Mordechai on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Ready for this? The Gemara says like this. We know that a sukkah cannot have more sun than shade. So that means that means it has to be more shade than sun, right? What if it's more shade than sun, not because of the schach, but because of the walls? Meaning like this, excuse me. What if the schach is causing shade, but the walls are translucent, and the walls let in more sun than shade? So now, the schach is capable of creating more shade than sun, but the walls are not. Do the walls also have to create more shade than sun?
Wouldn't that make a difference?
So Rabbi Yoshia says, the walls also. Rabbi Yemar Bar Shalama said the name of Abayim. What's the reason of Rabbi Yoshia? It says, V'sakoysa al ha'oroin es ha'paroiches. The paroiches is a mechitza, and it's called schach. Alma mechitza keschach bo'inon. So from here we see that the walls have to have the same status of the schach. Says the Mordechai. According to Rabbi Yoshia, who we don't paskin like, it would come out that the walls cannot be mekabel tuma, and the walls cannot be, you know, gedula kaka.
Hold on one second, but we also learned in the beginning that wall have to be only 3 amas. After that, it can be air, space, and then we can put schach, right?
That's how we pass him, but Rabbi Yoshia disagrees with that.
Okay.
Correct. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yoshia.
La halacha, I could be mistaken.
You could also have the
lechatchila was supposed to use things, same material, schach. It's not gedula karka. It's not
for the walls. No, we.
It's a shita. I'm not saying we paskin that way, but
right. Okay, you don't put the schach on. You know, not only is
the
schach.
Why can't you put the schach on something?
No, because it's a mamed. It's a mamed. Doesn't it, the defunas could be, but it can't be.
But don't we talk about also? There's lots of cases in sukkah where there's.
You're right. But we don't paskin right because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yoshia. We don't pass it. Rabbi Yoshia holds that. Now, again, all Rabbi Yoshia says is the walls cannot allow in more sun than shade. The Mordechai, who, by the way, the Marsha and the Marshal argue on, says, I'm not done. What's going on?
Just
getting ready. What? Don't get ready. The Marsha says, that even according to Rabbi Yoshia, that the walls cannot let in more sun than shade, but the walls could be Eino Gedulei Karka and could be Mekabel Tumah. This is the Chiddush of the Mordechai in the Shita Rabbi Yoshia. So there's a tshuva in the Chelkas Yoyev. He says like this. He says, the Kinskarov, who's a Talmud of the Abnei Nezer, he says, what's pshat in this shita of Rabbi Yoshia that the whole sukkah has to be kosher schach? Anani HaKavod. Why? Because if it's Anani HaKavod, we have to remember Anani HaKavod. Anani HaKavod completely encircled us.
And what does the sukkah do?
As opposed to a sukkah, of sukkah's mamish is only referring to the schach.
Or it feels rush on this way.
Yeah? So says the Kinskarov, listen carefully, that Rabbi Yoshia Shita is going like Rabbi Lazar, that it's Anani HaKavod. So he says that what Shver is, that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch paskin Anani HaKavod, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Yoshia. Okay, anyway, this might be another nafkamina, meaning Anan Yaakov HaSukkah's Mamash may play a role in the status of what is required for a wall of a sukkah. So bottom line is there are four nafkaminas. One of them is Nagea Mamash LaHalacha. That is, what difference does it make Anan Yaakov HaSukkah's Mamash? Number one, what you need to think when you sit in the sukkah. Okay, and we pass, you need to think Anan Yaakov. Number two, Anan Yaakov HaSukkah's Mamash, that may make a difference why above 20 amos is possible. Is it Doi Shalta Ba'ena? The Malbim says that's connected to Anan Yaakov. Is it Diras Arai? The Malbim says that's connected to Sukkah's Mamash. Third nafkamina is whether you need to stay in one sukkah the whole sukkahs. Fourth nafkamina, whether the walls of a sukkah need to be the same kasher material as chach. Again, obviously, some of these nafkaminas you could play around with because they're not muchrach. The only thing that is definite and absolute is what l'halacha one should think when they sit in the sukkah. L'man yedu d'raseichem. Kesh goyach, everyone. Good yom tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.